And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. And today we have a very special podcast episode for you guys to watch and also for you guys to go ahead and listen to later on. Speaking of listening, I'm going to be joined by Curtis from Listen, Listen, Listen podcast in just a minute here. He has a little bit of an announcement to make about what we're doing here. Of course, welcome to Indie Podcast Unite, where you're reuniting or uniting people who are indie podcasts and things like that. This is something that I've always wanted to do. So with further ado, let's go ahead and get Curtis from Listen, Listen, Listen podcast while he's still trying to do his homework in the UK. So let's see if we can actually get him on here for a minute. Hey, Curtis.
Hello. How are you?
Homework assignment's over with, dude. This is actually the show now. Yeah. So I just want to let you know.
I'm very sorry about that.
I know, okay. Right?
Let's do this. Welcome to Indie Podcast Unite. I am Curtis, and today we've got something very special to do. As John said, we are inviting a whole bunch of shows on here from all your favorite indie. That's the point. Indie podcasts out there, and they are about to come on in a minute. This episode is sponsored by our by Good Pods. Most of you know who Good Pods is. They are great. What they are doing is trying to get to 1 million users this year. 1 million. And I think they're going to do it because they have a great app. It's designed to help indie shows like us build up. If one person listens, they all listen. That's how it works. If you don't believe me, check it out. I'm done. Let's get to it.
Okay. So first off and everything, I just want to introduce Two Blur Girls podcast. Everybody knows about Tamika.
Hey, hello there, how's everybody doing? All right. Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
All right. I'm here.
Yeah, that's great. Right. It's excellent. Good to always have you on here, Tamika. It's always a blast.
Thank you.
So the next one that I'm going to end up introducing is the Western Wonder. He's been on my show a couple of times, and he's also done a Halloween review with us, and he's also did a movie trivia show with me. So going ahead and welcome the Western Wonder.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here. How's everybody doing today?
Doing the great. Wild West is here. Howdy.
And I think you forgot to mention that I have a limited engagement coming up in Peru later this year.
Oh, I forgot about that. And you also have a yacht and everybody's invited. I completely forgot about that. Okay, you're going to be on the boat with Tony Montana smoking a cigar and everything. I gotcha.
Indeed.
So, and the next group of people, I'm gonna just say this: they have a little bit of a an indie podcast called the Hamilton Brothers. Just imagining sitting on a bar stool, listening to conversations with them, and just enjoying a good whiskey sour and just listening to their conversations. And say hello to everybody, Hamilton Brothers.
Hello,
hey, Hamilton Brothers, welcome.
They're here.
Glad to be here.
Then I got Yabby from the K2 class. It's great to have you guys on. It's really great to have you. It's a privilege to have you. I hope to have you back on here in the future as well. And the next up,
you have behind you, what a poster.
Right. And the next one we have is Yabby from the Kato Classic podcast. And Curtis, I'm going to let you go on ahead and tell everybody else about what his podcast is about.
They are a sports show from Gambia. It turns out it's a city in Gambia, and they're from it, and it's a great show. It's about as they call it, soccer or football, and it's a great show. They know their stuff, so go check it out.
Hey, Yabby, it's good to have you on here.
Hello, Yabby.
But his internet might be a little delayed and stuff like that, too, because of the internet connections over there. But that's okay. At Movie Lovers Unite, we'll work with him. No matter what, I'll get on a 16-hour flight and fix his internet connection for him. That's what here at Movie Lovers Unite. And I'll even try and fix Tamika's internet connection sometimes, too.
No, my internet does not need fixing. Oh, sorry.
And the next one that we have is the Scene Invaders podcast, and they actually have a movie podcast and everything, and that's what they do. They review movies and stuff like that. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys so much for having me on. My name is Sean Taff. I'm one of the co-hosts and executive producers over here at Scene Invaders podcast. And just like John said, we are a TV and movie podcast that goes over everything you know, related to TV shows, movie reviews, you know, even things from comic books to actual books to video games to actual games to whatever.
And you just came from the Mummers Festival, from the Mummers Parade in Philadelphia.
Yes, yes, I did. Yes, we're pulling double duties today, folks. So, yes, I'm coming from the Philadelphia Mummers Day Parade. If none of you guys are familiar with the Mummers Day Parade, and not a lot of you guys are, the Mummers Day Parade is a tradition that stems back all the way from when the first settlers that came here to the New World brought their traditions with them. And Philadelphia does a New Year's Day Parade that's called the Mummers Day Parade, which is the show among shows. And it is very huge. It's very spectacular. If you're ever in the Philadelphia area and you happen to be on New Year's, please come down Broad Street. Come strut with us. All right, guys.
Cool.
But very happy to be here, guys. Thank you guys so much. I love this indie podcast unite. It sounds like such a B-list, you know, superhero team.
I don't know. It sounds like an A-plus team to me.
At least you didn't say
C. It's only B-list because I'm here. That's all.
Nah, everybody's an A in my book. And speaking of A's, we're going to go on ahead and introduce Sam Peebles from Atlanta Braves, from the pods. Matter of fact, he has a little bit of a podcast dedicated to the Atlanta Braves.
Yay.
And he has the Braves Dugout. And say hello to everybody, Sam.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm glad to be here.
Going great.
Go Braves, am I right?
World Series. Go Braves.
Wearing a Braves hat as a Lakers fan, yep. I'm offended. But
happy to be here.
Honestly, it's Curtis, aren't you from England?
Yeah.
Like, don't you got, you guys don't even have baseball there. It's like cricket, and it lasts for like 4 days.
What am I wearing? Where do I look like I'm from?
Hawaii.
California.
You look
Hawaii,
like,
yeah, Hawaii.
You spoilers. You look like you're Tom Hardy from the end credit scene for Spider-Man No Way Home.
That was a good movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah. And finally we have Michael J. Maione, and he's from the Micro Break podcast. He's been on my show a couple of times, but did a couple of movie reviews and everything. It's good to have Michael back on here with us. Say hello to Michael.
What's up, everybody? Michael from the Micro Break podcast. You guys know this podcast. It's the podcast for humans with the attention span of a goldfish. And John, since you can fly 16 hours to fix someone's internet, can you help the taxes in New Jersey right here and lower our taxes?
Sorry, I can only fix technical issues. I cannot fix financial issues, which if I could, I would be doing really good on my credit. A report right now, but sadly I'm not good at that.
Terrible. Thanks, John, Curtis, and everyone else for including me on this. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are very welcome.
No problem.
And guys, you know, I just want to say this. It's just a privilege to be able to be in this network of good pods with everybody, and just to be able just to relax a little bit, have some conversation and stuff like that. And this is not going to be like an interview or anything like that in any way. We're just going to go off the rails on some stuff and just have different conversations. But, you know, this is my first time getting to know some of you guys. So my question is this. How long have you guys been in the podcasting community? How long have – what got you guys started in saying, hey, look, I want to do a podcast?
Huh.
Shoot, I'll take this one since no one's talking. I know why. So I started in 2019, the beginning of 2019, and where it really spurred from is I really got into listening to podcasts, and I realized how much I loved podcasts, and it coincided with I've been on a bunch of baseball forums and things like that, and I realized, like, wow, I have researched the sport of baseball more than anyone I know, and the sport of baseball, Braves, baseball in general, has brought me so much joy in my life that I figured this was kind of my way to give back to the community because, you know, podcasts are free. So I figured, you know, I've spent all these years doing all this massive research. If I can help someone learn about baseball and the Braves and kind of grow their fanship to get more deeper into the business side of baseball or maybe statistics that they don't really understand, then I feel like I've done my job. And it's just been an absolute joy to meet more people in the community, in the podcasting community, the baseball community, all of it. It's kind of awesome because I'm meeting more people with baseball, but I'm also meeting people that have my passion for podcasting as well. And it's just been an absolute joy since probably about March of 2019. And it's
just been- that was good. I like that. I started in 2020 in February. I've been on a one-year hiatus. 1 year is coming up January 7th, I believe. But my show, it's about nothing. But what got me into it is that I wanted to entertain. And I want to entertain, give people 2 minutes a day of just pure happiness and joy and characters and sketches. And so that's what got me into it.
And it is entertaining, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell old Gus you said that.
And who's the robot?
Oh, that's Hamilton Bros. Hamilton, yeah. Brother, you sound like a robot.
Sorry?
Connection. I guess a connection issue.
There's eight of us, son. Wait. There's eight of us. We're going to have some issues. Get used to it. This is going to be
check your modem. Check your modem. Make sure you get at least 96
out.
Make sure you get at least 96.
I'm going to get on it.
Looping us back too. So somebody's looping us back too. So
this is one big
answer. Right.
Anyway, who wants to go next?
I'll go next. I'm not
okay.
Yeah, I'll go next. Awesome. Forgive me. I guess it is actually a connection. So, bros, I think you're good. Just kind of adjust that. But So Cinevaders started around 4 or 5 years ago with my partner Danny J. I came on about maybe two and a half years ago. And really the goal that Danny J really wanted to do is the Cinevaders podcast is, you know, talk about the things that, you know, we all pretty much love talking about, like TV shows, movies, you know, comic books, you know, everything in nerddom. Me and Danny J were roommates for, you know, a very long time back in the day. And, you know, we would always sit there and talk about movies, talk about comic books. You know, to give you a little bit of background about myself, I am a huge comic book fan. I've owned over thousands of comic books, bagged and boarded. I've worked with some of the greats in the comic book industry. I've even worked with Stan Lee back in the day. So, you know, I love comic books and, you know, it's really one of my passions and, you know, we share that passion, me and Danny. And, you know, he wanted to try something new. He wanted to try something on his own and started it, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago and kept on doing it. And, you know, now we are close to episode 250, 251. I mean, we do it weekly. Hell, we'd even do it sometimes even twice a week. And, you know, we just get so much joy out of it, you know, through not only just the podcast, but through our YouTube channel and, you know, everything. It's just beautiful, you know. And again, it is a great way to be able to connect with other people, not only in the podcast community, but also too in the TV and movie community, the comic book community, just, in, you know, all of nerddom. So...
Do you prefer Marvel or DC? I will judge you based on
that. I'm judging.
I like both.
Biting words.
I'm judging you, and it's not because of the shirt that you're wearing. It's because of that question. I'm a true and blue comic book fan, so I'm going to say both. And even more so, we're going to go a little couple steps deeper. We're going to even go towards the indie comic books. You didn't ask me about Dark Horse. You didn't ask me about Vertigo. You didn't ask me about Boom. You didn't ask me about Image. I mean, these are great comic book publishing companies that put out fucking gold. It's not just Superman and Iron Man. There are so many different characters out there. So
okay, Superman or Batman then? Is that deep enough?
I'm not going to answer you because you're wrong. No, Superman or Batman? Batman. Batman all the way. Do you know why? Because Batman's superpower is that no one can beat Batman. Oh. All right. Okay. Trust me. And if you guys can't tell that I'm a comic book nerd, like my room looks like an Amber Alert. All right. So, like, I mean, I bring young ladies home and they go, oh my God, you have a kid. Oh, that's awesome. How old is he?
So, oh boy.
Oh dear. I guess I'll go.
I'm a comic. I'm actually, forgive me, I didn't mean to cut you off. Forgive me. I'm a comic as well. I'm a comedian. So I'm a comedian in the Philadelphia area, so that's why I'm
nice.
Oh, you and Curtis just go blow to blow. Tamika from Two Blurred Girls. My counterpart isn't here today. Her name is Tamara. I guess I decided to do a podcast because I used to be on John's show a lot. And John wrote me into his show. Was that 2019?
No, actually, it was like 2020 on the verge of the pandemic, remember? Because we did like a lot of shows in 2020. Like every single thing that we'd done was in 2020, I believe. We started off with the Tiger King review.
No. Then, it was Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
that was my first appearance on the show. Okay, let me tell
you. We did the best and worst of Keanu Reeves, right?
Let me tell the story. I got it. It was Keanu Reeves.
I'll take a back seat. And like,
let us tell the story.
This is your moment.
Let me tell the story.
John, can you quit mansplaining, please?
Yeah, it's Keanu Reeves.
No problem. I'm going to let the woman take charge here. So,
sorry. My first appearance was on John's show, and we did like the, I think we were talking about the top 10 Keanu Reeves movies. And from there, I worked with John behind the scenes. And then I got the inspiration to do my own podcast, but also with my friend Tamara. And we've been best friends since high school. Mostly talk about like movies, comics. We're like novice. We don't have deep knowledge of comics, but we welcome anybody that has knowledge to be on our show and teach us.
Okay, so Marvel or DC
then?
Hey, oh, Curtis, you already asked that question.
Marvel or DC?
Hold on, I answer the question. I answer your question in a minute. So we also talk about books. We did a book review on Malcolm X, and we also do TV reviews and movies. So just a combination of everything, and sometimes we interviewed an independent filmmaker, John Awakener. And we're also January 7th, we're going to interview KJ Eldridge, and he has his own independent comic book series, Wolverine, awesome. Or something like that. So, yeah. Oh, yes, to answer your question. Okay. So you asked me Superman or Batman, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you said Marvel or DC.
Marvel. Oh, God. Yeah. Why would you like this?
That's
you
what
are always starting shit. You're like the shit starter on this whole show.
It's the shirt, I think.
It is the shirt.
It gives them power to just do anything.
It's so deceptive. You're supposed to be all happy and friendly with that shirt, and you just starting shit on this show.
Curtis will follow.
I want to know, Marvel, what do you think? Get to the good stuff.
I'm not going
to
lie.
We're trying to unite people, Curtis. We're not trying to divide them.
Yeah, you call the division.
We're united for Marvel or Batman.
Curtis, my question is the same.
I like both. Like, yes, I grew up on DC, but, you know, Marvel seems to be taking over. But I still have hope for DC to come back. I mean, Aquaman's coming out later on this year. So they can
now. That's a good response, Sean.
I'm done. Next.
I wait. I'm confused. I didn't say anything. Curtis, can I ask you? Like, when is Chris Hansen gonna come out of that curtain and surprise you?
He said 1 minute.
You said 1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute coming.
Chris Hansen's confused. He thinks Curtis is the kid. That's the fucked up part.
The kid.
It's like, where's the adult at?
Who's next?
This is fantastic.
Yes.
So I guess I'll go next since I
thank you. I'm
just cracking myself up over here. This is Michael from the Micro Break Podcast, as I mentioned earlier, based out of the Great Garden State in New Jersey. That's how you can tell by my voice where I'm from. I have a lot of experience in entertainment. I've been in the entertainment business for nearly 40 years of my life, and my latest greatest venture has been this podcast. We're in season 3. I did do independent film production, post-production, sound design, sound editing, good grief, composing, you name it. I've been a musician since I was 9 years old. I guess I'm throwing the credibility out there because there's so many of us with so many amazing talents, and some of us take those talents to the microphone. I thought it would be nice to have all that background and to be able to put a sort of positive spin on just about everything that I cover. So what do I cover on my show? Well, for the folks that are on this that have listened to the show and that are subscribed, and there's quite a few of you, and I appreciate that. I do artist spotlights. I do history of series. And I have guest spotlights as well. Guest spotlights are typically people who are alive. It makes for a better interview. And artist spotlights are people mostly who have been deceased. Maybe I'll do a living person eventually, but I like to idolize them after the fact. And I've had everybody from Donna Summer to, here's a teaser into the upcoming episode. I'm covering Dick Clark to kick off season 3, the legendary Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
Personality. So, I'm eclectic. The good news about this show is since, as we say in Italian, I'm a caccheron, the show is kept to 15 minutes or less per episode, unless you are a guest spotlight, and then I'll go up to 30 minutes, give the guests a little bit more time to express themselves. It's witty. It's fun. It's free. And Curtis, I'm going to answer your question, even though you didn't ask me. I actually did work for Marvel, so I have a little bit of experience doing some.
What side of the house did you work for Marvel at?
I worked for an independent producer of licensing for Hot Topic, the store chain in the mall. I was doing graphic design at the time. So audio and video was a big part of my life, but the graphic design is the other portion. So it was kind of cool to be able to put the two sort of together. And
that's awesome.
And stuff for Lionel Trains and just a lot of crap that never really paid the bills fully. I like being my own boss and working for some of these executive people. It was just... they're nut jobs. So,
oh, of course. Well, Michael, especially Michael, especially when you're working on the licensing side of things, you know, people don't understand how cutthroat and just killer side of the things were.
Yeah, now, it just wasn't for me. I like DJing better.
Now, did you work for Hot Topic when it was its own independent thing before it merged into the bigger conglomerate that it is now?
Not directly for Hot Topic. They were
just the subsidiary of whatever the licensing company.
They were a partner through DC. Through Marvel.
And they reached out to you guys to get all of their licensing t-shirts and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes. This was a unique project. It was a combination of Spider-Man and trains.
Awesome. I knew his dad.
Home has trains in it. So did you work on Spider-Man No Way Home?
No, this was a very long time ago, guys. This is before like you even knew that there was a series for Marvel.
This is before Tom Holland was even born.
I heard they stopped planning these things way back, so that fits. Story.
This
fits.
Is like that, when Spider-Man like... used to make his own Curtis, outfit.
Curtis, this may be before when you were born.
It was, yes. So which fits the timeline?
It was, yes.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So,
all right.
But once a week, 15 minutes, yeah. And the reason I started the podcast is I've got a lot to say about a lot of subjects, and you're going to hear some shocking subjects on my show. But everything is fun, it's lighthearted, and there you go. That's me.
And Cato, my question is for you. What made you want to start a podcast up and everything too?
Who, me?
Yabby. But I think he's still having some.
Yabby. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yabby.
Yeah. Oh, Yabby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yabby. Here he is.
Hey, Yabby. But I think he might be having some issues still.
I'm
not doing very good on my travel side of things.
Here. I'm not sure.
I'm not doing a very good job on my travels of fixing somebody's internet. So, but no, I'll go on ahead and talk about.
You haven't done Western yet.
Western Wonder.
Yeah.
You got to go back to the Hamilton Brothers.
Dude, go on ahead.
The Western Wonder is speaking now. But quite frankly, I started as a YouTube channel actually back in fall of 2019. I thought it'd be very easy to do like a clip show, pictures or whatever reviews, but it's not that easy. It was especially the service that I picked. The process of getting the final edits in, it was just hellish. I wouldn't go back to doing that. So I decided to convert into an audio only podcast around summer last year, 2020. Yeah. And my first review, had a little bit of fun with that, Ruthless People, an old classic movie. And since then, I've been kind of keeping this train rolling, you know, doing a lot of movie reviews, TV reviews, some skits interplanted here and there. And I have another show. I've been mistreating it, but I got to get back to that soon. It's a music theme podcast. And hopefully next year, you know, maybe get back into some more live streaming. what can I say? This Western train is going to go worldwide, international. You know, I'm very happy to be part of this.
Nice,
man. Nice. It's always a pleasure to have you on here, and I appreciate everything everybody else does too for
Thank you,
podcast as well. You're very welcome.
So,
so I started out with YouTube, and then YouTube changed out their rules and regulations as to how you can live stream, because you have to have 1,000 subscribers just to do a live stream. So I took a year off hiatus from that. Then I have a friend of mine that's like, hey, have you thought about podcasting? I'm like, I said, that was something that I thought about doing in the past, but I've been concentrating on YouTube that I forgot about podcasting. So I'm like, you know what? I'll go ahead and give it a shot. So I downloaded the Anchor app, and at first I didn't have an audience. So I'm like, my first episode was like, my introduction was like this. I said, think of me as talking to myself and me just talking to the walls, pretty much is what I said. And seeing what sticks and see what lands and everything and go about it like that. Next thing you know it, I had the podcasting bug. Basically, Tamika can even vouch for this. I still don't know how to slow myself down at all. She gets on to me also saying that I need to take a break sometimes. I just don't know how to slow down, especially when I have ideas that pops up into my head.
I gave up on you a long time ago.
As well. But yes, Brandy, I did answer myself sometimes while I was doing my first episode. And sometimes I give myself the best advice and I just go ahead and do it anyways. But what inspired me to do a movie podcast, though, was this. At that time, it was like 2010, I started up a movie page. And I got tired of seeing Movie Pilot posting fake crap all the time. And then I listened to AMC Movie Talk, which turned into Collider Movie Talk, and John Campion, Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, the Schmoes, Know People and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? This is who I want to be. And to be honest with you, this is what inspired me. And I also got tired of the division among film fans and comic book fans and stuff like that on which side is this side and which side is this side. We're all the same people. We should be united as one instead of trying to battle against each other and stuff like that. Because we're film fans, we're comic book fans. I don't know why you're clapping, Curtis. You're the one who keeps on
right,
asking
what's going on. I love it.
Yeah. We must be
both sides. Triple spy.
Apparently, I'm evil.
Yes, you are. But that's what got me started and everything into podcasting and YouTube and stuff like that. And I just haven't, I don't know how to stop myself because I'm just have that creative mindset on things too, because I have an idea that pops in my head and I feel like if I don't do it right away, that I'll forget about it. So what I do, I abuse my own
self
pretty
much. Or it
won't
be that good.
Right. True. Very true.
But I feel like we all feel that way, you know, right. Not only just in podcasting. I know myself, especially in comedy, you know, when I think of a joke and I think of it right there, I'm like, oh my God, I have to write it down because it's not going to be as good as if I write it down in an hour, you know? So we all get that kind of muse. And once it's there and that fire is lit, we have to keep that fire going, you know?
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I randomly think of a joke and I say, I don't need to write it down. I'll remember it. I've forgotten most of them, all of them actually.
Do you? Well, remember this one. Please burn that fucking shirt.
Damn.
Love that shirt.
You have to wear that shirt. I don't care. I don't care if you're wearing it or not.
It looks
burning in it.
Hey, we got a question from Brandy Mullins asking, what was one of the first movies any of you can answer that you started talking about when you first got started?
Ooh.
Oh.
The Western Mysteries. I'm just kidding. I don't know that movie. Go ahead.
Well, I'll say none of them since I'm not a movie reviewing podcast.
Nor am I. I speak about nothing. So how can I turn this something into a nothing? What was the first
Frenchie.
Movie?
You hey, Frenchie.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I misread the question. So I'm just going to sit here in silence.
Well, how about this? What was everyone's first episode? It doesn't necessarily have to be the thing that we reviewed or whatever, but the first episode that said, hey, look, I want to try this out. How about that? Like a pilot episode and everything. What about you, Sam? Like, what comes off right off the bat for you? I know you're not a movie
this
reviewer.
If you're not
that.
A baseball fan, this might bore the crap out of you, but it was describing what minor league options were for baseball players, because unlike NFL and NBA, where you get drafted and go straight into the big leagues, Major League Baseball, you get drafted, then you have to go through the minor league system to get to the major leagues. And there's always this question like, okay, well, we got these minor league players. Why aren't we bringing them up now? Or how many times can we bring them up before they are no longer allowed to be on the team and have to be traded or released or whatever. And so I did a breakdown of minor league options as well as, you know, that only takes about 15 minutes to talk about. So I also talked about upcoming position battles because it was preseason and there was it was funny because it was a positional battle between Austin Riley and Johan Camargo. And looking back, I made myself look like an idiot because Austin Riley was like an MVP candidate this year. And I was kind of leaning towards Johan Camargo at that time, 2 years ago. To be fair, Austin Riley had a terrible season in 2019, but now he's an MVP candidate. So
we'll put that conversation in terms of Avengers, please. For those who don't understand, please.
Okay. So I'll go back to the old comics where everyone was making fun of Aquaman because he was kind of a joke of a character.
And is that Joe or Austin?
Who in the comics who made fun of Aquaman?
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking DC here.
Yeah, you're thinking DC, but it could be anything in general, I believe.
I would say, okay, there we go. Justice League was on the brain because I spent 4 hours watching the Zack Snyder cut. Yeah, fantastic. Oh, nice. Fantastic. If you hated Justice League, watch the Zack Snyder cut and then you will now love it. And that's my being able to know. I know enough about comics to talk about it, even though I just mixed up DC and Marvel. But in terms of Avengers, imagine you had some guy that you had no idea who they were, like, or if you're a comic fan, you did. But if you're just a casual movie goer, you're like, the Vision, who is that? Why or Hawkeye, like why in the world is Hawkeye or Vision. What's Scarlett Johansson's character? Sorry,
Scarlet Witch. Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow.
Well,
so you look at them and
were
you say,
better, well, they, you better know who Black Widow is.
Oh yeah, of course. There's just
maybe let's go like Betty Ross or even General Ross or like. I don't know. Like,
well,
Pepper
I
Plot,
think the comparison
like
I was going to go to is you go to Black Widow and you see her and you think, yeah, Scarlett Johansson is an awesome actress, but the character of Black Widow, you're like, she doesn't really have any superpowers. why is she on the Avengers? So if I was
Sam, what the fuck are you talking about? Black Widow has been a pivotal person in the Marvel comic books.
You gotta let me finish my story, man. So at first you see, basically she doesn't really have any superpowers, and then by the time you get, so if you saw this new character, you'd think, why are we choosing someone with no superpowers to be part of the Avengers? But then it comes to the end that she ends up being the most important Avenger of them all, because she sacrifices herself and brings everybody back from the blip. And obviously I'm talking about the movies here, very different than the comics, but so that was kind of what it was with Austin Riley. Like, you come in and you're like, this guy doesn't have the tools. He doesn't have the defense. Why are we starting this guy just to start a guy when we have this guy over here that's proven that can get things done? And then it turns out it's the opposite. The Austin Riley's now the MVP candidate, kind of like Scarlett Johansson playing a character that didn't seem like she was going to play a big role and ended up being the most valuable Avenger of them all.
So and that's why she sued Marvel for all that money.
Yeah.
I forgot about that lawsuit.
I see Sam being the lawyer, and you don't have any, allowed to have any money or anything like that, because you only played a little small role next to Clint. So therefore, you're a value to nothing, and therefore, I am right and you are wrong. I can just see it.
That was a very interesting thing, because what she did was, if I remember correctly, is she kind of took a deal kind of like Robert Downey Jr. did, where he's going to take a percentage of the earnings, which that would have been fantastic idea. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. had the biggest paycheck of all time from Endgame because before for doing that, but then COVID hit and they did the streaming. And of course, why would I spend $30 for my family to go watch a movie when I can just watch it to go, you know, at home? So
for $30 at home.
Yeah,
true. Hamilton, brother, do you have anything to say on this important subject?
Well, yeah, no, actually, I agree. I think that was a great comparison. Is by the way, is our audio any clearer? Is this working?
It's working fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure our connection came back. All right, okay. No, actually, I thought that was a really great comparison. I'm actually, you guys were debating the whole Marvel. I'm actually a big Star Wars person, so I really love the Dark Horse comics, with the Vader comics, and then
all the Legends comics.
Marvel had a phenomenal Vader that happened between the Clone Wars and what's the third movie? After the third movie into the fourth movie,
Vader Down.
In between, really interesting stuff.
Vader. Are you talking about Vader Down?
I'm sorry.
Vader Down. Vader Down.
I can't remember the name of it. I read the whole series a little while back. It's been out for a little bit, but it was phenomenal. I thought it was incredible. You guys were talking about Batman. Yeah. And that's actually one of my favorite heroes. I like the year one Batman series.
I feel like Darth Vader is speaking. That's perfect.
Just let him go.
I love that explanation, though.
There's a slight lip sync issue, too, I think.
Reload and try again. But anyway, micro break, anything important?
Well, actually, I was thinking about my time. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I hear myself and coming back at me. So
I think that's
really
Hamilton Brothers' microphone.
Yeah.
It's hard not. This is good.
Hamilton Brothers. Oh, they're going to try a reboot, I think.
All right.
Wow, I got quiet all of a sudden. I can hear a pin drop. Well, I remember our time together, John. We reviewed What About Bob, I think.
Yeah, we did.
That was a great movie. I see that movie.
Such
like
a great movie.
6,000 times. And I thought,
what about Bob?
Appropriate. And I like Bill Murray. I like a lot of his movies. I like everything, comedy, drama. I sci-fi, fantasy. I guess genre-wise, I can't review. I'd have to have a whole nother podcast because I do watch a lot. I watch a lot of shows. And what I've did, I've done retro series. For instance, I did all 10 years of the 80s. Every single episode has clips from popular movies. And I also mention and throw my little two cents in about all the different movies that I reviewed within those years. But I mean, I don't sit there and do a whole episode on a movie. I may do it on a movie star, which I have, or I may do it on somebody that's behind the scenes, a creator or writer. You'll see a lot of my episodes when you scroll back through history, but I've never done a direct movie. That's a lot of y'all's gig. I don't do, you know, you don't need another. We don't need another hero.
But you do a great job, though, man, for the improv stuff that you do on your show and things like that. Mm. I listen to your Christmas episodes, your Halloween episodes, and stuff like that.
You like how I start singing now on all my episodes? Mm. Oh, yeah. My Weird Al. My Weird
Do
Al.
Eye of the Tiger. Do Eye of the Tiger.
That's too high of a key for me. We'll have to key that one way down. It's the Eye of the Tiger.
Rising up.
When I went on a microbreak show, I was showing my harmonica, and then all of a sudden he came out with all the equipment for a harmonica. Okay. With the whole thing.
I brought out a suitcase filled with harmonicas and started playing the blues for him. He goes,
"We are doing an actual
better than me." I'm like, "No, we're different. We're different."
No, you're much better. I'm playing anything. He actually played a song.
Curtis, you were one of the first podcasts. Listen was one of the first podcasts that I ever listened to. Because of my short attention span. So I figured if I could survive a 2-minute podcast, I can eventually upgrade. But I can eventually upgrade. Okay, Hamilton Brothers, mute that effing mic. Thank you so much. Have a good day. So I'm trying. So thank you. Oh, awesome. Awesome. But open it when you want to talk. I love their smiles, though. They have the most infectious smile.
Just so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Just look at them teeth. Right. You got the whitest teeth in the world, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll go off on my characters like Curtis, too. But Curtis lives in character. So I'm still waiting to see who the real Curtis is. He's probably going to be,
well, I've gone to Yale and when's back at the U.
Anyhow, I'm rambling. So anyhow, what I was getting to is that Curtis was listen was one of the first podcasts I ever listened to. And then doing a review of a movie or a show was only John. I haven't done that with anybody else on a Movie Lovers Unite. So, yeah, I'm done. This is a period.
I got a question for everybody based on what Mike said. What is the first podcast you ever listened to?
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Before I started my show, I didn't even know what it was. I wasn't sure if it was radio or TV. I still don't really understand what this whole thing is. I mean, what is this?
The ugly shirt.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, thank you.
No. Beautiful. It doesn't even come in my size, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't even come in his size.
No, it comes in an extra small, size too small. So it's perfect for him.
Grabbed off a Kindle.
I guess for me, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, but not, well, this is going to make me sound like I'm kissing ass. But listen to John's. I think John's was the one that really brought me into podcasting, and I've only done this for, it hasn't even been a year, so I'm still a newbie among you all. But I think it was John's, just hearing how he reviews movies and breaks down everything, it's what I take from my own podcast. So
yeah, you
without
got
sounding like a brown
iron sharpens iron. I believe in that. I'm not 100% original. I just try to be myself. I think that's probably the best advice I've ever gotten from anybody. Mm-hmm. And I know some successful commercial podcasters and that make money podcasting for a living. And and you would think they would help lift my podcast out of the indie market, but no. So anyhow, so
perfect sellout.
And the best, the absolute best advice, and I've said this time and time again, and you'll hear it today, is stay true to yourself. I know it sounds so cliche, but just be yourself. Just do you. Do you. And if people want to hear you, they will subscribe to you to hear you, not what everybody else is doing or how they're doing it. So yes, there's a home for 1,000 Movie Lover Unite type podcasts. Some people are going to want to hear John. Some people are going to want to hear about baseball from Sam. Some people are going to want to hear the comic antics of Scene Invaders. I mean, and the list goes on. It's just that there's an audience for everybody. Some people
don't want to listen to anything, so they listen to me.
Don't do the numbers. Don't look at the stats. Don't worry about how many friggin' downloads you get, because they come organically. Just be consistent. Don't make excuses and be yourself. That's it.
I think that's one of the best advice that anyone could be able to get. If you're either in, you know, podcasting or, you know, comedy, or, you know, I mean, that's the kind of advice that I got in sales. I have a very long track record of, you know, sales and marketing. And, you know, one of the best bosses I ever had, Lenny Elkins, told me, listen, you don't worry about what the other guy is doing. Because once you start worrying about what that other guy or gal or whoever is doing, you start losing focus on what you're doing. You know, mm-hmm.
That's really true.
And it's gonna come. And listen, it's gonna come. You got to keep on doing it. You got to keep on making it. There's maybe 2-3 million podcasts out there, but how many are those weekly? How many of those are consistent? Correct. Right. That number goes down dramatically. So just kind of keep that in mind, folks. I mean, when 70%,
80% of podcasts, I didn't mean to cut you off, but 70-80% of podcasts stop after half of, you know, a season.
I was going to say that they only do a few episodes and they stop.
You're absolutely right.
Some of them are good, but they get so, they're like, why am I making $1,000 a month? Or why don't I have 1,000 downloads of an episode? No, out of the hell with it. I know a podcast that makes thousands of dollars. It's still indie, monthly through Patreon. They don't have a single ad on their show. They just said, hey, if you love us, then go to Patreon and give us a couple dollars a month and I'll give you some extra content. I'll give you a bonus show, or I'll give you a video version where the rest is audio. And it took them 4 years to get there. So
it doesn't happen overnight, folks.
It's like it happens.
It's not dramatic. It's gradual.
You don't wake up one day. Like Curtis.
You see, that's something I wanted to mention though too. What you're saying, Scene Invaders, is because here's the thing. You know, whenever I got into this thing, I knew that it wasn't going to be easy, because if you're thinking that you're going to get 1,000 subscribers or 1,000 downloads within the first couple of months. No, and I also told Western Review this the other night too, when we were talking back and forth. I said, there's over 1 million people that do what we do with movie reviews, comic reviews, and stuff like that. It's basically, if you think about it, it's like a jungle in this habitat. And we're just, and that's the words of Cypress Hill. It's like a jungle in this habitat. But it's about us basically going into this whole entire thing, scrapping our way through everybody, and try and be authentic as we can and not try to be somebody else. Because nobody cares if you're doing, they don't want to hear somebody else's the same opinion as somebody else. They're tuning into your show to hear some type of authentic, you know, to be authentic and to be different.
Correct. And that's why people, you know, that's why people like, you know, I mean, like we have success. I mean, even, you know, I mean, like in comparison, compared to, you know, like a Joe Rogan or Joey Diaz or, you know, a Tim Dillon or, you know, I mean, what Collider, you know, like for instance, our low days when Scene Invaders puts out an episode, you know, on a low day that we get maybe 150 downloads that first day, which doesn't seem like a lot, but you talk to other smaller individuals, smaller podcasts, and they get that within the first week. So, and that's a low day for us. You know what I mean? So it all kind of depends, you know, and that's how these people gradually get up there and get better, you know?
Exactly.
And listen, we started as just us kind of bullshitting around. And now, listen, it's a full-time job. We have to watch so many things that are coming out. We have to be on the ball of things that are, coming soon. And it's a lot. But guess what? It's not like in the 80s or 90s where, people, the common folk like you and I and everyone here are competing with the networks. No, the networks are competing with us. When the networks come out with a new television show or a new movie, right, and they have their people put on a podcast or whatever, it doesn't get as many reviews as somebody else that's been doing that thing for X amount of time. They're competing with us, so the market is flipped,
Agreed. Vespies with indie shows. Now, I'm interrupting you because we've got a surprise cameo appearance on. Open my. I've granted everybody one wish. Grant Ingram from Much Talk About Nothing. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's great. No problem. It's good to have you.
It's good to be here.
I like that.
I was scared. I thought it was the person that sold you that shirt.
Oh, no, that's someone else in an alley. I'm bringing this comment up. Can we bring up Chat Smash's comment about my show quickly before we get to
Ingram? Oh, so here? We wanted to focus on you. Okay, I got that. No problem.
Yeah, we're on show here. Sure. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hashtag don't wear that.
Yeah, you're gonna scare all the girls away.
Curtis, you want to pinch his little cheeks, and behind the curtain is the rest of his wardrobe, and that's why he's kind enough to put that curtain up.
You don't want to know what's behind there.
Oh boy!
Oh, no.
Curtis, if I saw you in the mall, I would stay with you until I found your parents.
Oh, thank you. Most people.
No, I would send them over to Hot Topic or Spencer's to get them another shirt.
I'd send them. I'd send you over the balcony.
Most people would stay away from me, but you want to stay with me.
Because so stranger you danger. That. You're not supposed to talk to strangers. Exactly.
Thank you. I'm going to get to Ingram over here because he's one of our surprise cameo appearances. No one knew about him except us. Okay. Welcome. Firstly, would you like to introduce your show?
Absolutely. So I run Much Talk About Nothing, which is a show, as the name kind of suggests, is pretty much about nothing. We talk about all sorts of things, no real topic. It's more of a variety show. Me and my co-host, who is also a Grant, we just every week we'll talk about whatever Marvel's put out, whatever like real news has happened, because the world exists, apparently. And we then go into tech and really sports. Honestly, we've suddenly gotten into sports, and we will now talk for hours on sports. That has become our show. And so we take requests and we just talk about whatever.
I remember going on your show and you wanted to speak about something and it eventually went off. Like most of my appearances, it went off a bit. Explain.
I think that's
yes.
Go ahead. Just a bit. He just went off.
Speaking of going off, Andy disappeared.
He's coming back with a different shirt.
Oh, come on, guys. Did we really scare? Oh, he's back. Fuck.
Okay. All right. Welcome back, Curtis. Welcome back.
Sorry to disappoint. I'm too
young. Go ahead, Grant.
That's really us. Like, we're everywhere, and that's what we do.
What got you into this? What got you into it?
Podcasting in general?
Yeah.
So when the pandemic hit last year, I had just gotten a microphone just for like Zoom calls. And I'm like, you know what? Why not? This seems like a good thing to do. I have unlimited free time. Might as well spend 6 hours of it every week doing editing because that's fun. And so me and a buddy of mine, we hopped on a Zoom call and we just started talking and we realized people enjoyed listening. And so we just kept doing it.
Awesome. Wow. That's awesome. Hey guys, that's how I fucking joined Cinevaders. Me and Danny have been friends for a number of years, but when the pandy happened, I had nothing to do. We had so much, downtime. And my room actually looked like this beforehand, which is funny enough. And I was like, why not? Let's go. Let's do something. You know, if anything, this pandemic and shut down and whatever has shown us is that, you know, sometimes it's better to follow your dreams. Do something that you like. Do something you enjoy, because guess what? Down the road, it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
In one way or not.
Do it for yourself. You know? I mean,
do it for yourself. Exactly. Look,
it's remember, it's always a hobby until you get paid for it.
Then it's a career. It's a job. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, I already mentioned I play guitar. I do this, I do that. And I enjoy doing all that. I'm not doing it because I expect people to throw money in my guitar case. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. If somebody happens to throw money in a guitar case, then God bless them. But same thing with the show. I mean, and same thing with all you guys. I mean, everybody, I was just thinking, Sam, if you look down now, Grant is right below you in the screen here. And if you look right behind Grant on his wall, you'll see a sort of a illustrated drawing of you.
Oh, wow.
I didn't notice that. I didn't notice the baseball.
It kind of looks like you. It kind of looks like you. Just say it. See, I'm easily distracted by shiny objects.
Like a really primitive version, like cave paintings of you. Yeah.
Right. Well, if I could lose a few pounds and look like that guy, I'd be fine with that.
Awesome. And Grant, if you're in the baseball, you should check out Sam's podcast.
I actually have started listening. I started listening. Curtis tagged him, and I'm like, I love the Braves. And so
that's awesome, listening. Man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I appreciate your show.
Wait, would you say you're a Braves fan, though? Because he's a Braves show. Would you say you're a Braves fan?
I'm a Reds fan, but geographically, I kind of have to root for the Braves. I'm from Alabama, so we're kind of required by law.
Birmingham in the house.
Hey, I'm from Red Sox.
I couldn't get a plane there. Had to fly into Atlanta and drive, but anyhow.
I mean, I'm kind of like that, too. I live in Florida, but the Braves are the closest team to me, so...
Oh, well, I'm from Atlanta, so
you guys are like
to become a fan of the Braves.
So you guys are kind of like both like posers, kind of. That's awesome.
I would say probably not, considering I spend more time writing about the Braves than most people in the world. So
I was kidding. Yeah. It's a joke. I'm a comedian. It's supposed to be kidding. Funny, he's like Curtis kidding. Joke.
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta, humor. So I'm required to root for the Braves. If not, they'll take me away and beat me or something. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. So. I'm originally from Boston, so therefore I'm a Red Sox fan, and
is required by law. Yeah,
you know that, Tamika.
I don't follow any baseball, but if somebody asked me and put a gun to my head, I'd have to say the Yankees, because it's geographically always been the Yankees. But the Mets, pop up from time to time. Depends on what friend I'm hanging out with, whether I want to rival him that night or I want to get along with him. If he says he's a Mets fan, I'm like, yeah, go Mets!
Yeah!
If with football, if he says he's a Dallas fan, I'm like, yeah, go anybody else playing them.
I like your attitude, dude. Like, that's kind of just like me. Like, if you look at me, you're like, oh, you kind of like sports. You're kind of big. Like, you're a jock. You're dumb. But, like, you look at my room. You think my mom would let me play sports? You know
what I mean? The Avengers are kind of like
she's
sport,
dead. Man. She died. I came in not.
It is. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's scene true. Invaders, the scene, John, the scene invaders have is his podcast 15 minutes or less? Or
oh, it's longer, sir.
It's longer.
I'm going to subscribe to
can
your
you not,
show.
Can you not? Because
I'm
can
not,
you not
subscribed yet, but. But
can you not stand me for 15 minutes? Is that what you're asking?
No, I can't stand myself for more than 15 minutes. What I do is I'll just take a couple weeks to get through an episode, but I will, I promise you, get through.
I'm not that long-winded. Come on.
I listen to 2-hour podcasts, and I'm like, okay, I'm bringing one episode into like 3 days.
It takes me a week to get through an hour. I mean, I really have such a – I never listen to a whole song. It's terrible. It's terrible.
That's a shame.
Guys,
you should always listen to the whole song, if that's what you said. My thing's not working properly. I have to interrupt here because we have a lot of surprise. We got a few surprise cameos on.
Okay.
Yeah, we got one more here coming up. So, Ingram, plug your show. Go ahead. Plug it like you mean it.
Okay. So, shameless plug. You can find us anywhere. Just search for Much Talk About Nothing. And honestly, I highly recommend it. We talk to a lot of cool people that work with Disney, Marvel, DC. We met a guy that worked with Mark Hamill on Batman a while back.
Ooh, Mark Hamill. Love Mark Hamill.
Legend. Yeah,
you got to love him. And so we just have a lot of cool interviews, just neat people, really interesting stories. And so if you're ever looking for some motivation just to follow your dreams and go chase it, check out those. You can find our website, which is podpage.com/MTAN. You can shoot us an email, muchtalkaboutnothing@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at MTAN Podcast. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Everyone go check out his show. It's a good show. And check out my episode with him because I've plugged myself here too. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Okay, where were we? I remember we were having a war of sorts about teams and locations. Oh, wow. Sean, you're not going to like what Micro Break is holding up.
Oh, well, no. Is that the right podcast?
Yep, that is the right podcast. Okay. The little gun, little space gun.
And then there's another one. There's actually a number two as well.
Looked like a rocket to me.
Rocket.
Looked like a rocket.
I just making sure I was subscribing to the right one because I've been known to do the wrong thing.
A lot of the ladies think it's a rocket.
All right.
I just unsubscribed because of that comment.
and we're
actually a missile.
This podcast was supposed to like make us. I just brothers. Canceled us all.
Yeah, you just canceled us in like one episode because I was actually thinking about doing this maybe like once a month or something. So now we just did it in one day.
I can't see Hamilton Brothers smile on an audio podcast because that could be a problem.
Yeah,
have a video podcast, guys? Just nod your heads. Don't bother trying. No, okay. Well, you should.
You guys have an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I think Curtis needs one for his shirt,
dude. Curtis,
I thought you were walking around because you're about to go behind the sheet and change.
I was actually just thinking that. So I was about to go behind, but I realized there's only one way in and out without you seeing me. So,
Curtis, you look like you got some pretty feet. You make some money on OnlyFans, all right?
I'm wearing slippers.
Me too.
Come on. The folks have to pay for that, all right?
I'm wearing a shirt and slippers.
Shirt and slippers. So,
yeah. Everybody talk about what they're wearing. Go.
I'm saying just my boxers. How about that?
Podcast Unite. You just need a shirt.
I'm trying to learn here, and I'm on the last leg of the show, and I have to go. So I'm trying to learn from all y'all. The two birds girl. Oh my
blur.
God.
It's like black blur.
I have like
yo. I love that. By the way.
Off. Yeah, because I didn't want to have to
care. I love that, by the way. Seriously, I love that.
Thank you.
Now, you said you...
We were blurs before it was popular.
No, but wait. But I love that, though. Again, I'm a huge in the nerd comic book, you know, kind of, you know, especially, you know, conventions and things like that. And blurred, like, that's a... Like,
and yet you couldn't say to me, well, that's Marvel or DC.
It's not blurred anymore.
That's cool. So I know that Sam has to get ready to go while we're talking about clothes and all this other stuff.
Let the man do his plug.
I'm just going
to
go on.
You got a lot of egos on this show, John. You have to deal with it.
I know. First of all, I'm being distracted by Curtis's shirt because it's blinding me. So it's just so loud. And this is his famous shirt. I even have to do that for his thumbnails.
Yeah, it's in every single thumbnail he uses. Also, I want to say we're about to get another surprise appearance.
Let me go ahead and let Sam do his plug before we put the surprise cameo in.
Go ahead, Sam.
All right, so sorry, guys. Thanks for having me on to hang out. I had a blast. and really, you know, talk to you face to face. This is kind of awesome. You know, we've interacted for, gosh, probably over a year now on almost a daily basis, but on Twitter and stuff like that. But I really appreciate you having me on. It's been an absolute blast, and it's an honor to be part of this monumental episode, really. And it's been a blast. But if anyone wants to find my stuff, my Twitter handle is Braves Dugout Pod, or my personal is S Peeble Sports. I do the podcast, Braves Dugout Podcast. You can find it anywhere, just like all the other podcasts, Apple and Spotify and all that. I also write for Tomahawk Take and Sports Talk ATL if you're into reading, if you'd rather read. I know this is a podcast, but I cover all that. And then every once in a while, I jump on with Scene Invaders a little bit and do the Sports Invaders podcast. So there's a plug for Sports Invaders.
Oh, yes, please.
So periodically, I'll jump on there and talk. On my podcast, I talk strictly Braves, but I like to, you know, spread out a bit, and I'll touch about stuff that applies to multiple teams. Whereas if I jump on with Sports Invaders, I do MLB in general, and I have a lot of fun doing that. So if anyone wants to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. Please, Sam, please come on. We would love to have you on. The best part about that is that I'm not on it. So,
man, look at that. He's even dogging himself.
Right.
All right. I appreciate every single one of you, and I hope that you all have a fantastic new year.
Thank you, Sam.
Happy New Year, Sam.
Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year, Sam. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay.
That was a mummer strut.
Now, I should
just let you know, Curtis, your surprise cameo hasn't made it yet.
He hasn't made it yet.
What?
Surprise!
So
that's the surprise.
Ta-da. Oh, no. You're surprising me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, I did say 10, so either's good. I do want to say, Sean, as you just cursed, diss yourself. If you buy one of my shirts, it will make it easier too.
So,
I'm
hopping
on. I don't even know if I can get my arm in your shirt.
Mm. It comes in many different sizes. It's an authentic shirt.
That is your podcast. Oh, shirt.
Does it come in a jacked size?
In a what size?
In a jacked size?
No, it comes in a onesie.
It's not funnier when I say it twice. It just makes me look like a dickhead. So.
And it makes me seem like I have bad ears. So.
No, you have beautiful ears.
It's like the best value Ace Ventura Peck Detective shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Alrighty then.
Now we're going to have to review that one.
Alrighty.
All you need, is like a tutu.
It should have been a third one. That's all I said.
They are trying to make a third one. They're trying to get a third one off the ground.
Oh, he's not gonna do it. Do we really want Jim Carrey to like?
He still got it. He is Sonic.
He's getting the Sonic the Hedgehog back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's gonna be MODOK.
I'm listening.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he will be MODOK. You'll get him as MODOK. Maybe not, Patton Oswalt, or even though we would love Patton Oswalt to be MODOK because he's MODOK in the, Hulu series. But yeah, Jim Carrey is going to be MODOK. I promise you. Bet.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I have some other news that I need to talk about. Curtis, your guest just arrived.
Oh, good. Okay. I just invited him on.
It's your mom.
I'll do his intro before you put him on. Oh, too late.
Okay.
Oh, uh-oh. He's gone.
Nope.
I saw that quickly, and I see we're all making fun of Sharkgate here. Thank you, Chet Smash, for that name. It's going to be a trending topic soon. The next surprise cameo is hosts Live from Detroit, starring Jeff Dwoskin. He is a comedian. He's a host of a show, and he's founder of Hashtag Roundup, which is one of the reasons many of the things trends on Twitter. So, welcome.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey,
how you
Joe.
Doing?
I'm welcome, so excited. A fellow comedian is on here. I love it.
So good.
And
okay.
I love Curtis's shirt. Jeff is funny. .com.
Hashtag, I love Curtis' shirt.
I was listening. So
hashtag Shirtgate.
Curtis, okay. We also have like the same backdrop.
We do. Actually, he's behind the curtain.
That's right.
He's behind the curtain.
Oh, that's who behind the curtain. Awesome.
Yeah, it's Jeff. And by the way, one of the comments, Brandy Mullins is also a fellow Detroiter.
Hey, what's up?
So tell us about your show.
My show is a pop culture interview show. So I interview comedians that I've worked with over the past 18 years or so, headliners that I've reconnected with. And then I get people from shows and TV movies and stuff like that that I loved it when I was a kid. And so I reach out to them and try and get them on my show as well. So kind of a little nostalgic for me, and hope that other people enjoy hearing the interview as well.
Jeff, that's awesome. Is there anybody that we would possibly know that you've had on? Any comedians, anyone from TV shows, any, you know?
Well, I've had Alonzo Bowden and John Heffron. They both.
Oh, Alonzo. Nice. Oh, you had Alonzo? Nice. That's awesome.
So they won Last Comic Standing each. Yeah. Richard Karn is on this week. Okay. He's Al from Home Improvement.
Yeah. Yeah.
1977's Spider-Man, Nicholas Hammond, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
I don't know when you guys were born, if I go too far. I got a couple of people from the Love Boat.
You can keep going back.
The Love Boat.
Keep going.
I had the executive producer, the current executive showrunner producer, and one of the first two writers of The Simpsons, Al Jean and Mike Reese, on the show.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Nice. Who else have I had? I have Carol Baskin.
Oh, God. Did you really?
She's more recent. Dee Wallace. She was the mom from E.T., star of Cujo.
Hey, I can top all them. I had Curtis on my show.
So. Yeah, beat that. It's the most he's ever spoke.
His show is 2 minutes. Mine's 15. He was like, wow, I got to keep going. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it was tough, but I managed to do it. Now, something we've told everyone to say, do you prefer Marvel or DC?
I think Marvel.
Thank you. I like that a lot. Also, tell us more, please, because I don't know a lot about it, but everyone else seems to.
About Marvel?
Oh, whoa. What happened?
Yeah, hashtag Roundup.
Oh, hashtag Roundup. So, hashtag Roundup, when I started doing comedy, I got turned on to Twitter. So I started focusing a lot on Twitter, and I noticed there was a lot of these fun hashtags that would show up on Twitter. So basically, if you think of them as a premise or a word prompt. So for example, I run a fake facts game every Sunday at 1 o'clock. And today we did like fake peanuts facts. So people made up, you just literally make up shit about Charlie Brown and Snoopy and whatever. It's just an hour where people just make stuff up. And so I discovered way back in 2015, there was a whole community of people that liked playing these hashtags. So I kind of helped organize and formulate and created hashtag Roundup. And then we created an app, and there's a schedule. So like every 90 minutes, another one of these games starts. And with the app, you get a notification to your phone. And so over the past 5-6 years, we've trended in the top 10 USA.
You've trended a few times this week. So what's your most recent trend?
So yeah, but over the last five, over 8,000 times, top 10, all organic, all, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people tweeting about, if you can get Shirtgate trending, I would. That would. No, don't. But.
Fine.
Well, that's awesome, though, Jeff. That's really great. Do you ever come into Philadelphia area or anything north or northeast or New York or?
No, you know, comedy, like some of you guys were saying, when I got sidelined with the pandemic, that's when I kind of started this. So honestly, I put so much time into the podcast. The idea of me going back to doing stand up, my wife wouldn't be too happy about. You know?
Really?
You guys know how much time goes into anything.
Oh, yeah. So much time. And, you know, it's so funny. It's, you know, a lot of stand ups, a lot of comedians kind of did that route when the pandemic happened. You know, we all kind of went off the road and stopped doing shows and just kind of, you know, it was either what are we going to do? Are we going to sit home or are we going to start doing podcasts and start doing, you know, content? But well, I hope your wife comes to her senses.
Well, I got a few gigs, you know, I mean, it's hard because like with the COVID and all that. So I passed this year because, you know, they kept spiking and it's in the new year. I passed last year. And so, you know, it kept spiking and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I keep busy. I do the podcast. I do a live show every Wednesday called Crossing the Streams.
That's awesome.
It's now a bonus episode of my podcast. If anyone ever wants to guest on it, just shoot me a DM on Twitter. But,
It's also tough too, Jeff, because out of the pandemic, a lot of comics, including myself, you know, we've come into this light where not a lot of people want to pay us to come. They're like, oh yeah, come to the show. Yeah, come. It's like an hour away from you. Oh, are we going to pay you? Nah, we'll give you a few drinks. We'll give you a food, but now we're not going to really pay you.
Right. That's one of the reasons I'm in love.
I'd go for food, I think.
Like, yeah. Say you'll go for food. Yeah, say you'll go for food now, and then you go there, and there's like three.
It's like people. Chips.
There's this place called the Holly Hotel, and it was like my dream to headline there. And because of when you get to headline there, you actually got a meal with the – you got paid, but you also got a meal. That was like one of the benefits because it was like a 4 or 5-star restaurant. And so that was like one of my career goals at one point.
That's a good goal.
Yeah. You'll only get a meal if you do a clean act.
You know? Avoid the F word.
Don't got to say your
name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say F anything.
I remember at one point in my career when I would go out and do a live DJ performance that they would put me up, depending on the night, they would actually pay for my night, like the hotel. The meals, the breakfast, and everything. And I'm like, wow, I made it to the big time. I have a place to sleep. And, you know, it was great because I would get pretty wasted on some of these gigs. So maybe they were doing me a favor.
Maybe. But then again, though, like, yeah, it's awesome that they're giving you a spot and they're giving you a place to, like, crash and a room.
And they paid me.
But when you really kind of look at the numbers and you really look at the logistics of it, they're just competent for you. You know what I mean? It's no sweat off their back, you know?
That's the room someone died in anyway. Just put Michael in it.
Oh, boy. When did he die? Earlier today.
That would be a killer performance. That would be a killer performance.
Change the sheets.
And that was not a reference to comedy stand-up.
I meant physically.
Okay, enough.
Okay. Jeff, anything you want to plug? Any gigs coming up? Anything? Your show.
No, I mean, you can check out my podcast live from Detroit, The Jeff Dwoskin Show. The website is Jeff is Funny. Of course, you can check me out on the Good Pods app. I'll go check you guys out as well.
Mm. Thank you. Yes, we're all of us are on Good Pods. It's a great app, as I said earlier, and they are good at connecting indie shows to one another and listeners. So go check them out on there.
Apparently, I'm some kind of big shot on there or something. Am I right, Curtis? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't look at your
top this and top that. And I don't, I'm like, is this good? Let me take a screenshot and tell people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
if you're on the charts, you're good.
I DM Good Pods and I said to them, look, if you guys all get the emails they send out, right? I said, look, if these really were my friends, my show would be on this list. You know, when you get the emails, what your friends are watching.
Oh yeah!
Like I'm never on it. What the way? Come on! I mean, they're not my friends.
At least we're not on the Bad Pods app. I mean, I heard that.
Oh yeah. If
you make it on that.
You
one.
Don't want to get pods.
That's yeah. No. Bad Pods.
Yeah.
This guy's going to talk about soup, broth, bisque. Coming up on talking soup.
Sounds good. Actually.
Oh, wait, there was a talking soup. Never mind. Forget it.
It's Joel McHale. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. It's like Tosh.0. Well, a little bit cleaner.
A little bit cleaner, a lot more hair gel.
Yeah. Folks,
I have to wrap it up. I don't want to be rude, but I really have to duck out of the rest of this broadcast. It's an hour and 18 minutes. That's like 2 months, 2 months of my episode.
So plug your show.
What's that, Curtis?
You were meant to be a cameo, but you've joined the whole lot. So thank you for coming
did.
On.
I did, and I appreciate that.
We do appreciate it.
It was fun. I expect, and that's because my plans were completely derailed this weekend. So from some COVID crap. So, hey, this is even more fun. Let me tell you, traveling is no fun. not right now anyway. So anyhow, yeah, so let me close in 30 seconds. This is Michael. The show is Micro Break, the podcast for humans with the attention span of a goldfish. And you can find me anywhere you listen to podcasts. And my show releases every Tuesday, and it's about 15 minutes. My guest spotlights, however, can run up to 30 minutes. And coming up very, very soon, I'm going to actually have John from Movie Lovers Unite on my show. I just got to hit that record button when he's available. And by the way, FYI, for you folks that are spending 6 hours editing your episode, what the F are you doing? That's all I'm going to say about that. It shouldn't take you 6 hours to edit down a show. There's some tricks to that. I would love to teach you guys some tricks someday. I use Reaper, by the way. I don't know if anybody else is using Reaper. It's absolutely throw out Audacity. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I'm rambling. See, this is why I have the show. I edit all this shit out. R-E-A-P-E-R, Reaper.
Oh, wow.
Version 6 point something or other is out now. You'll be blown away by the software because it costs, drum roll please, $60.
What? $60?
And it's free for 60 days, fully unlimited, period. End of story. Wow. And there's a great community of people. All the built-in effects are phenomenal. The editing. It is not for the faint of heart. There's a lot to know about this program. I barely know 5%. Make me dangerous. But it's fantastic. You can template your entire show on it. And basically hit the record button and everything else will be waiting for you to tweak afterwards. So if you guys listen to my show, you know, that's what I've been using if it sounds decent enough for you. So if it sounds like crap, then don't use Reaper.
Oh, boy.
But anyhow, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it. Sorry I'm rambling.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
No, you're good, man. It's fun.
Bye, guys. And I can't wait to listen to some of your shows now. See what you really
awesome. Sound like see, that's what this is for. We're connecting shows with shows. We're raising the audience. That's what good podcasts yes, for. That's are. What this indie that's uniting is for.
Absolutely. All right. I'll see you all soon. Thank you.
See you soon. Okay, right. Bye. And Jeff, as you're also cameo, have you plugged?
Just check out my website, jeffisfunny.com. Check me out on Good Pods Live from Detroit, the Jeff Dwoskin Show. Nice meeting all of you. I'll see you out there.
Are you in Detroit? Outside is that where you're? Detroit. Oh, you're outside of Detroit. Awesome. So if I come to Detroit, I have a spot somewhere, right?
No.
No.
I have to ask his wife. I have to try.
Yeah, but I do. I do.
Jeff's like fucking comics. God damn it.
I'll see you later.
You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, yeah.
Okay, now we're down to six.
Oh.
Yep.
But you know what though?
This has just been a great privilege to be able to get to know everybody and stuff like that too. I just want to point that out here. And you guys have some great talent whenever it comes down to podcasting and stuff like that. I feel like no one's better than everybody else. We're a good group of people within this network. And, you know, it's just great, friendly environment. I really love working with everybody and getting to know everybody for the first time. I'm going to have to do a couple of collaborations with the Hambleton Brothers and, of course, the Innovators and Western Wonder. And, Curtis, next time, just burn the shirt. That's all I request when you come back.
This shirt's coming with me. It goes wherever I go. You're not going to see me without Also, I do have a one in more in a black with parrots on it. But
oh God.
Yes. That's for that's for nighttime
appearances.
Why?
That's parrots on it.
Yeah. That's for nighttime appearances. So what can you do?
I stopped the city parade for this. Like, I stopped. The whole entire city of Philadelphia shut down for this whole entire podcast.
I do appreciate that. For this. I appreciate
I did.
That.
I did. I told every single solitary mummer, I said, stop strutting. Yeah. I have a podcast to do. I'll be back in an hour.
Matter of fact, I stopped the train that was coming through here because my fiance lives next to a train. So I actually stopped the train from coming through as well.
I couldn't stop the upstairs neighbors, the kid. I just want to choke him and smack him. But he keeps jumping on the bed. But it's fine. I'll get my podcast equipment together.
Wow. Yo, wait. Well, wait. I have a question. Who would win in a fight, though? Those two kids or Curtis?
I'm rooting for Curtis because I hate.
I think I'm rooting for Curtis.
They gotta take one look at the shirts and go, I don't want to mess with him.
I hope Curtis beats his ass.
We're gonna pray that he gets it.
He just strangles him with that shirt.
Please do. Please strangle him.
No, yeah, just strip off the shirt, strangle it, and we'll get you a new
one. Takes a parent shirt.
I don't want to get it damaged, and there will be shirt gigs.
We'll take your shirt off and then smash.
Just do or die.
No, Curtis, honest to God, though, Curtis, you look like a very young and handsome Ted Kaczynski. I love it, though. I really do.
Thank you.
Just don't send me an email.
But anyways, guys.
Curtis is Curtis is way too young for that joke.
No.
Ted Kaczynski was the Unabomber. And he killed a lot of people.
Not the Unabomber.
Oh, boy.
And exactly. I
love these comments. Thank you. It's a shirt. Get used to it.
These comments.
Oh yeah.
Hashtag shirt style.
They got me. Okay, should we start wrapping up?
Yeah, we'll wrap up in 1 minute. I want to just thank everybody too for coming on here, showing support. Thank you to the live chat. Also too, thank you to my co-host Charlie, because I do have a co-host. And stuff like that. He'll come on the show when I'm not reviewing horror movies because he doesn't like horror movies. So
he doesn't like horror movies.
He's just not. That's just not his vibe, though. That's not his vibe. I don't make him do anything he doesn't want to do. Unlike Curtis, who I made him react to a trailer that he didn't want to react to.
Oh yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, Western Wonder and John. They did something together to try and scare me on Halloween for Halloween film. It's meant to be nice, but it wasn't.
Just an experiment.
Yes. I've had nightmares.
Experiment, and it went right.
It did. I had nightmares and flashbacks. So thank you.
That was the tamest movie we could have picked, though.
And what movie was it?
It was actually the Lost Boys trailer.
Oh, don't remind me.
It was the Lost Boys. It was a Lost Boys. It was a trailer.
Yeah, it was just a trailer. Let me tell you, there was a man dressed as a goat.
Oh, it was the original Lost Boys trailer.
Right.
Oh.
I told them that basically I ended up changing the plot to where he had no choice but to do it. So I told him, it's about the Lost Boys from Peter Pan.
Yeah, some kind of fantasy.
I thought it was Peter Pan.
And that basically it's about teenagers who are in this world in California that is trying to figure out life and trying to fit in with society because they're very different from everybody. And this is not your average Peter Pan story. This is actually just about the Lost Boys trying to discover who they are.
I don't think
Not with the vampires, though.
That's where the difference, though, comes in. That's where the difference comes in at, though.
Sounds like Peter
Who
Pan.
Who appears differently than everybody else.
Yeah, and look. So, Western Wonder is hiding behind his shades right now because he doesn't want any part of this because he conspired with you about this. Look at him.
Hey, come on. It was a little experiment. It was a little something fun. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've all had PTSD. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, especially from your shirt.
Yeah. I'm going to be having nightmares tonight about that.
I hope you think about it every day for the rest of your life. It's a good shirt. Thank you. Should we plug?
But anyways, we'll wrap up right now, though.
Yeah, let's do some plugs, everyone.
Okay, so I'm going to let Tamika go ahead, do her plugs first, and then it goes to Western Wonder, then Scene Invaders, then it goes over to Hamilton Brothers, and Curtis goes last.
Okay. my podcast is Two Blurred Girls Podcasts, and my co-host is Tamara. This Friday, we have KJ Eldridge. He's an independent comic book writer, so we're going to interview him. We also have a Facebook under the same name. We have our Instagram is @2blurredgirls_podcast. We're on Twitter @blurred2girls. We're on Twitch. Yay, Twitch. We don't play games, but we'll get to that soon. Twitch under the same name. We're also on Good Pods, as we all are. Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, etc. Check out all the rest of our shows. On to you, Western Wonder.
Thank you so much. Well, I am the Western Wonder. My name for real is going to be forever a mystery. Host of the Western Views podcast, and I am pretty much my own host. I don't have a co-host. I've done skits before, and I do all the voices, except when I have special guests on, like Shirt Boy, Mr. Curtis Elton previously, and one half of Scene Invaders. But you can find me anywhere. I mean, really, I'm everywhere in the podcast multiverse. And if you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at @reviews_western or on my Instagram, which is at @westernreviewsofficial, because I am the official Western Reviews podcast. There's no other podcast. If they were, they probably weren't as successful as I am. So boom, yeah. There you go. I'm pass it down.
Boom.
Awesome.
On this side. There we go.
Awesome. Scene Invaders. Yeah. Well, that one, guys. Yeah. Well, guys, we are the Scene Invaders podcast. I am Sean Taff, your co-host, executive producer, comedian, and also to Curtis's new wardrobe manager. We over here at Scene Invaders, it's not a joke. I want to help you so badly. I have years.
You know what?
Of
we can do a GoFundMe, dude. We can do a GoFundMe for Curtis.
Get Curtis a non-Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, yeah. I like to see you try.
Look, wait. You're like in London, right? Oh, you're like England, right? You have like Thomas Pink, you have like Charles Twit,
who?
And you pick Charles Twit, Twat something, Twat Twit. Twit. It's like a shirt company, whatever. There's so many shirt manufacturers that are in London. I'm gonna send you over to them anyway.
This came from Hawaii, thank you. So, and California, by way of Hawaii. So, okay,
you're messing up my plug.
Go ahead.
See you, Innovator. Awesome, Kurt. All right, we're done. Awesome. it's all it took. It's great. Scene Invaders podcast.com. We are on all the major platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Good Pods, everywhere you get your podcasts. Like I said before, we do TV, you know, TV and movie reviews. You know, what's coming out? What have we watched? What are we going to watch? What have we not watched before, but we really want to watch, and just kind of what's coming out, you know, everything in nerddom. So please find us on everywhere. Please find us on Twitter and Instagram. Find me on Instagram, Sean Taff, Sean.Taff, SEANTAFF. Like I said, it's super fun. It's super great. And Curtis, I'm just kidding about the shirt. We're just all joking.
I know. It's. A
I feel
good
like
show.
You're upset. It's not a good shirt. Okay. We're just joking.
Don't be upset, Curtis. It's okay.
I've seen more diverse hats from it than shirts.
Get us the parrot one. Get us the parrot one.
Yeah,
No, that's only for night shows. This is clearly a day show. Oh, I'm missing Sunday football for this. My fault.
That's his nighttime sexy shirt, isn't it?
You'd be like Jim Carrey from Bruce Almighty, where you just
right.
It'll just come off.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyways, Scene Invaders. Scene Invaders. And then of course Hamilton Brothers. Where can everybody follow you guys at?
That's our cue, guys.
Can you guys hear us okay?
Yeah, doing good so far.
Can you guys hear us so okay?
Far. Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make
come
sure.
On, Jeopardy guys.
Sorry about the audio.
Nah.
You guys can find us at thehamiltonhour.com. We are on Google, Apple, and Spotify. And we're just a show where we're two guys who ramble back and forth about a bunch of nonsensical stuff. We hope to be somewhat appealing and entertaining. Feel free to follow us. Thank you. We're glad to have been here. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to bring up Chat Smash's comments, please.
Oh,
low. Thank you. We're going to order 6 of my shirts, send them out to all of you to wear. And no. Another nighttime, the daytime, thank you.
I'll send it to charity. I'll send them to Goodwill. I'm good.
Goodwill. Oh, you did.
Damn, that's Goodwill.
Okay.
Brothers Keepers.
I would I would send them to a funeral parlor, but I don't think anyone would be caught dead in that shirt.
No.
So.
The funeral.
Oh, yeah. No one yet. Tomorrow, everyone's going to be wearing one of these. Thank you. Everyone is going to.
No, we're not. But anyways, Curtis, enough about you. Where can everybody follow you at?
You can follow me on.
What's the one that's like?
Yeah, exactly. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Good Pods, of course, is where you can listen to me and follow me at listen pod. I got that name. It's a good name. You also listen is currently on hiatus. But you can listen to previous episodes anywhere. Also, there's an app called Wisdom. I'm on there, and I'm going to be hosting a Q&A pretty soon. So check me out on there. But thank you to Good Pods for sponsoring this episode. All of us are on it. It's a great app. And I really do think that.
It is a fantastic app.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Can I ask, though? Can I ask really quick?
Yes.
Where's Kim K? Is Kim Kardashian not coming on tonight? I thought she was sponsoring this. I thought she was coming on. Is she busy?
She's a little too bougie.
Curtis ran her off because of the shirt.
She's
going to come on, but then she saw the shirt.
Probably trying to figure out how to go back to Kanye.
Right?
Yeah, they wish they had the shirt. Thank you. They wish.
Well, no. She got on and went, oh, shit, Pete's on here. Fuck. All right. And then got off.
There you go.
Oh boy.
But anyways, guys, you guys can go ahead and follow me at Movie Lovers TV Lovers Unite on Facebook underneath the same brand name on Instagram and on Pinterest as well. To be honest with you, tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, I'm gonna be doing my Dexter after show. So this is gonna be our 9th episode of Dexter for the New Blood season.
It's very good.
That's going on.
It's better than I thought. It's better than I thought, man. I thought I was going on about this, but it's way better than I thought. So maybe we should collaborate. Maybe if you have a podcast, maybe definitely we should collaborate.
Do it.
Definitely, dude.
Do it.
You know what? Send me a message and everything. Send me a DM, and I'll definitely hook you up. So another thing, too, is this month, speaking of Dexter, I might be having the cameraman from the very previous episodes of Dexter on the show. I'm going to be interviewing him.
Nice.
So I'm going to have him on the show. This is actually going to be a fantastic month for podcasting for myself. I have some other stuff that Charlie and I are going to be doing. We're going to be doing a matter of fact, Total Recall review. We're also going to be finishing up our Rambo series. And that's what we're going to be doing here. But anyways, another thing that you guys can do is if you would like to donate to the show, how do you do that? Just go to gofundme.com/movielovers podcast. And that's how you can donate $5 to $10 to us. But a simple like, simple share goes a long way here at Movie Lovers Tonight. Also, too, commenting in the below on the comment sections also helps. Also, too, don't forget to smash that thumbs up. Don't forget to smash that little button on the bottom right hand corner and that little bell section to allow you guys to know when we have something new coming on here at Movie Lovers Tonight. Also, too, go ahead and follow me underneath Movie Lovers Unit on TikTok, Movie Lovers Unit 0, a matter of fact. Then, of course, you guys can go on and follow me underneath Movie Lovers Unit on Twitter. Then, if you want to reach out to me on email address and everything else, all you have to do is go ahead and email me at movieloversunite@gmail.com. That's everywhere that you guys can go in and follow me at. I just want to thank all our amazing guests today for joining us and everything.
There you go, clapping again.
Good Pods is a great app. I recommend it fully. If you're a podcaster or getting into podcasts yourself, it's like the social media for podcasters. We can reply to your comments. You can go on ahead and tell Curtis how ugly his shirt is. You can also go on ahead and do all that stuff on Good Pods, and we'll also reply back to you and everything too. So that's everywhere that you can reach me at. And always until next time, guys, it's been real. It's been fun. And I can't wait to do this again. And bye-bye.